You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. Welcome to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. And of course, we want to welcome the new stations from last week. They started KNZZ in Grand Junction, Colorado, and KGLN in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. We know they started last week, but it's always good to say hello to them, even since you, obviously, many people don't listen routinely every week and they're on vacation at this time of year. And of course, I've got to always give a shout out to WTIS in Tampa, because my mother-in-law listens to me there, or listens to us there. So thank you. We have a great show for you this week. The top medical news of the week. We're going to talk a little bit about George W.'s stent, but the best story of the week, the most important one, I think, for all of us, is what we can do with eating to keep blood sugar down or in the normal ranges, because blood sugar relates to prostate and probably breast cancer spread. So you want to, if you have those diagnoses, keep a low blood sugar. But even if you don't have those diagnoses, you want to have the lowest blood sugar you can that's normal. And we're going to talk to, and we have our great nutrition expert on the line, Bridget. So Bridget is joining. How are you, Bridget? Now, we don't have Joe this week, so you're going to have to listen to us. We have a number of wonderful stories. I love the top one, though. The other thing we're going to talk about is Sanjay Gupta apologizes, changes his stance on medical marijuana, saying it is useful, but you shouldn't smoke it, and I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't smoke it. At the half past hour, we have the world's expert. I really consider this. This is the person I refer patients to when they come in with chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia. He's in Hawaii, so it's not easy to refer him, but he has a great network and a great website. His website is nfatigue.com. It's Jacob Teitelbaum, who is the world's expert on this fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. The book he has authored, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, easy to read and easy for you. Bridget is also going to join us and talk about gluten-free diets and what the definition of gluten-free is, and also, what's the other subject?
We were also going to cover men versus women's diet and the success that men face versus women.
Well, let's do that right away. So men have a little bigger waistline, and they have, because of the testosterone, they're much more prone to abdominal fat than women. What does this mean? Should the diets be different?
Well, it's not necessarily that. Well, diets, yes, should be different because men require more calories than women in general because they have a slightly higher metabolism and also because they usually tend to be bigger and need more calories. But when it comes to their success with keeping a normal weight, it's more about the approach that they take. And the story that came out this past week was about the different diets that appeal to men instead of women, because men, they're not necessarily going to be prone to jumping into the trendy diets like women are, and they're more about trying to lose weight to get in shape rather than lose weight to get skinny. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so men are more to lose weight. Tell me the difference again. It seems to me that men would try and get healthy, whereas women do it for looks. Is that wrong?
Yeah, and then the story also talks a lot about how men are more likely to be what the story called food obsessed than women, and they've actually found in research that the brains of men and women are different, and they react differently when tempted with different foods. So brain scans have shown, and this is actually a study that was done in 2009, where brain scans that were done in men showed less activity in parts of the brain that were associated with decision-making and emotions. which showed that men were able to refrain from eating some of their favorite foods easier than women, because women tend to overthink decisions when it comes to, well, things in general, but specifically food.
But men seem to go on fad diets, you know, the fast diet, the Atkins diet. I mean, things that absolutely skip one area of food or another, or don't want to cook and don't want to think about calories and don't want to attend groups. So they will do an email or an online support easier, or will do, for example, Nutrisystem will take the food and lose it that way rather than having to think about it.
Right, and they also don't want to have to go through the burden of counting the calories, because for as much as they want to lose weight, they don't care enough about it that they want their day-to-day life to be affected by counting calories. And it's actually interesting that you mentioned the Atkins diet, because I didn't realize that men make up 40% of the Atkins diet customers, whereas a company like Weight Watchers, their online company, only 12% of their customers are men, which is actually higher than their historical rate, which is typically at 10%. So men like diets like the Atkins diet that aims to limit the intake of your carbohydrates to less than to a certain percentage, and it's less thought for them. So it in some ways seems like it might be more dramatic, but that's one way that they like to just have the easier diet plan rather than having to count calories and obsess over the nutrition science behind why they're doing it. The second thing is that they, I lost my train of thought for one second, is that they're more willing to diet when it's associated with certain things like competition, or when they see a celebrity that they idolize that saying that it's okay to sign on, because men typically are more embarrassed by counting calories or dieting because it's usually associated with more feminine practices. So that's why online companies have also been more successful, or a company like Nutrisystem, where they just deliver the packaged meals and then the men don't have to admit to all of their friends that they're on some kind of diet. They just eat the food that's delivered.
Let me go and talk about the theme of the show. The theme of the show on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, is that you get to control your genes. That is, you get to control your genes, so you get to control your health. And that's no more shown this week than in the stuff on prostate cancer and sugar. So there are two studies on this, one with a drug called metformin, which decreases blood sugar, and when you decrease blood sugar, you decreased the risk of spread, or the decreased your death rate from prostate cancer, if you had it, by more than 25% for every 6 months you were on metformin. Really remarkable. The other one was a study in test tubes looking at sugar, the RAS gene, and one other gene. It's not important what it is, but what it showed was that by keeping the sugar level low, you decrease turning on genes that spread and caused prostate cancer cells to grow. Now, why do I bring this up? Because prostate and breast are often alike, meaning everything that's found for breast is eventually found for prostate and vice versa, almost uniformly. That's why, in fact, aspirin is a good thing for both. It decreases the risk of both prevalence and severity of both by about 40%. In this case, sugar is the thing that controls your genes, and so you want to keep your blood sugar low. How do you do that? Well, the easiest way to keep your blood sugar low is to have some fat, such as 6 walnut halves, or 12 almonds, or 20 peanuts, 30 minutes before you're going to eat. That fat, whether it's that fat or any other fat, actually decreases emptying of your stomach. That decreases sugar levels, because most sugar is absorbed in the intestine, so you keep a more stable level. The other way, of course, is avoiding all added sugars, added syrups, and simple carbohydrates. We'll come back to that when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can always reach us 1-877-711-5611 on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Well, we should have called that segment Sugar and Controlling Your Genes, because sugar, high sugar, turns your genes, turns genes that are bad for you on, and normal sugar keeps those genes, that is, your healthy genes, functioning well. So that's the segment. And in fact, the tip of the day at the end of the day is going, at the end of this hour, is going to be the bedroom habit that's good for your blood sugar. The bedroom habit that's good for your blood sugar. Coming up at 5:30, the best expert that I know of on fibromyalgia and fatigue. He's written the book called The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, but he's also a great personal doc. I know that because of the care he's given some of the people I've referred to him. Unfortunately, he lives in Hawaii, but he's got a website, endfatigue.com, where you can find docs all over the country. But it's Jacob Teitelbaum. Jacob Teitelbaum is just the nicest guy and the world's expert, written a great book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. You know, one of the things that is popular that we heard about this week is gluten-free diets. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but we're also going to talk about George W. Stent. But first, gluten-free diets. What happened this week on gluten-free diets, Bridget?
Well, it was actually last Friday that the FDA released, well, technically the USDA, they released the final standards on defining gluten-free on food product labels. And a lot of people praised this, this finalized guide that has been released. But at the same time, there was also a lot of people that pointed out that it took the FDA about 9 years to release and come up with the new standards in order to protect all of the Americans that suffer from celiac disease. Because the United States is actually far behind Canada and the EU, who came up with their own guidelines a few years ago.
So now so we have guidelines for trans fat. We have guidelines where it says low sodium and low fat. What's the guideline for gluten-free? How little gluten can there be and it still be considered, or how much gluten can there be and it still be considered gluten-free?
Okay, that, and I just also want to point out that there also are guidelines for a lot of other allergens, or food allergens, like milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, shellfish, soy, and wheat. They've all been in effect since 2006. So this is the first time that they've released standards for gluten-free. It's like the last major allergen that hasn't been addressed yet by the FDA. So basically, gluten is found in wheat, barley, and rye. And the difference between wheat, which already has standards that have been in effect since 2006, and gluten, is that gluten is also found in barley and rye. So anything that is wheat-free, anything that is gluten-free is wheat-free, but anything that is wheat-free is not necessarily gluten-free. Are you with me?
Yes, but anyway, so gluten is in wheat, barley, and rye, and it's less than one what of a millionth of a percent? What's the percentage that it can have of gluten in it and still be considered gluten-free?
20 parts per million.
So 20 parts per million, that's smaller than I can measure. But in any case, that's the standard. And when we talk about this, we'll say that gluten diets and gluten-free diets, that is, haven't been shown to cause weight loss and really are just for people who have celiac disease or severe gluten allergies or intolerances. And we're going to do a special segment on that when you come back. Maybe even next week we'll do that, Bridget.
That would be so fun.
Because you're an expert on that. Let me talk about George W.'s arteries, if you will. George W. had a stent, we learned, on Tuesday morning, or maybe even more than one, to open up one of his coronary arteries. Well, first, was the stress test appropriate, and was the stent needed, or could food choices have changed the need? Well, George W., let me go back and say, first of all, the docs who did it from the Cooper Center, and Ken Cooper takes care of him, is a good friend, really is a very solid and excellent executive health physician, so he joins that group. But George W. isn't the first president with arteries that show aging and plaque. Obviously, Bill Clinton's did. That's why he got stents and bypass. So did Reagan's and Ike's and Harrison's and Roosevelt's times too, and maybe every president ages. And if you look at Obama's hair or Bill C's heart arteries before he radically changed his diet and stress levels, or you can look at Ike or Harrison's or choose any president, it's a job laden with aging stress. In fact, when about 10 years ago, we measured the real age of each of the presidents when they took office and when they left office from publicly available data, because a lot of the data now on their medical tests is publicly available, so we did that. And you, anyone can do the Real Age program. It's at ShareCare.com if you want to do it for yourself. The presidents aged almost invariably 2 years for every year they were in office. And the good news is, like Clinton, they can change their diets and stress management after they leave office and get younger. And in fact, one of the things that happened between the 50s and now is they changed the medical management, so they're much less likely to have untreated hypertension. The Roosevelts had untreated hypertension, so did Harrison, because we didn't have treatments for it. Now they get treatment for it, but they still age that, because the addition now is that 24x7 cable news cycle. So Bill Clinton has obviously gone on, he's publicly said he's gone on the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute's Dr. Esselstyn, that's Esselstyn diet, which in the book is Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, and is reversing that. And my guess is that George W. got the stent because he really was symptomatic, although they said he wasn't. And we know that the presidents have constant stress. Stress ages you the most of anything. The good news is you can manage the stress by managing your handling of it. And that's what we've got to teach the presidents to do. That's the lesson for all the rest of us. That is, for the rest of us, the lesson from George W.'s arteries being stented is, it's not good enough to know how to practice stress management. You've got to do it every day. And it's pretty easy. You can go, if you don't know how to do it, you can go to Stress Free Now. You can go to the Cleveland Clinic Wellness.com. Look for the Stress Free Now program, or even some of the free meditations, and they teach you how to do it. It isn't just good enough to have the right blood pressure medicines or the right cholesterol medicines or the right blood pressure, etc. I'm sure that Cooper had him on medications or whatever was needed to get those, and George W. ate a pretty good diet, and I know he was active exerciser. I think what he didn't do is what most of us fail, the one thing most of us fail in doing, is managing the invariable stress of life.
Well, now,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that I read someone tweeted at you this past week and said, when you tweeted something about stress management, and said, what happens when you can't control having a lot of stress in your life? And I know that you have a response to that.
So you never will be able to control all the stress in your life, but what you've got to do is control your response to it. When we come back, the great, and I say that underestimating, Jacob Teitelbaum, talking about the fatigue and fibromyalgia solution. We'll also hopefully get, if not this hour, sometime in a show, we'll get to talk about Gupta's change on medical marijuana and why I say don't smoke. One cigarette, one joint, is 4 cigarettes worth of aging to your lungs and to those around you. So take it in a pill or brownie form. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We have a great guest, and I say great because he's a wonderful and superb doctor who I've referred patients to who've gotten what I would call miraculously better. He lives in Hawaii, so he has a lot of envy for me. But before I do that, I can tell you, you get to talk to him if you want to. 1-877, so it's free, 877-711-5211 or 877-711-5611. So 5211 or 5611. And Sonar, who's our engineer, correct me if I'm wrong on those numbers. You can also email us anytime at 5211 only. So 1-877-711-5211. You can email us anytime at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com. Dr. Teitelbaum, the title of the book is The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. Why do we have so much fatigue, and when does it, well, let's first get to that. Why are we got so much fatigue now in society?
Well, Mike, we're seeing the perfect storm
for a fatigue epidemic. And in fact, recent research showed that 31% of adults have been fatigued going on for months at a time. And this happens in part one because half of our calories have been stripped of nutrients. We have 18% of calories from white flour, 18% from sugar, added fat. Half of the food we eat are empty calories. So we're seeing malnutrition combined with obesity for the first time in human history. Meanwhile, we've lost a third of our sleep over the last 130 years. Average night sleep 130 years ago before light bulbs was 9 hours a night. Now we're down to 6 3/4. The speed of life has gone up, and we're having many chemicals from the environment that are blocking our different glands, adrenal, thyroid, estrogen, testosterone. So there's a number of things that are pushing our energy production pretty hard.
And I should say, these topics are covered beautifully in the book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, by Jacob Teitelbaum, who, of course, is our guest today. You can email us, and we already have some email questions. I'm going to put one of these on in a second. In fact, I'll put two of them on in a second as soon as we get to the second question I wanted to ask, which was, when does fatigue become a fibromyalgia syndrome or chronic fatigue syndrome? And when is it just fatigue, and is there a chronicity or a difference to the two?
Well, the way that you tell when you've blown a fuse and gone from day-to-day fatigue into chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia is if you have the combination of can't sleep even though you're exhausted. So if it's been going on over 3 months, if you can't get a good night's sleep, even if you take a week off and you're still exhausted, and also if you have widespread pain and brain fog, you've tripped a circuit breaker, and that's when you need what we call intensive care treatment for energy production. So we'll talk today about how to go ahead for those people who just want to turbocharge your energy, who have day-to-day fatigue and just want to feel better. There's simple things you can do that can make a dramatic difference. And for those of you who have CFS and fibromyalgia, our research shows that 91% of you can get better with an average 90% increase in quality of life. We'll talk about that today, too.
Well, let's talk about one of the questions we have from on the email line, and it's udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, @gmail.com. So thanks for using it. And this is from a woman named Anne Marie. And Anne Marie says, if I have problems sleeping and I am fatigued all the time, but when I get a good night's sleep, I feel better. Do I need to see a specialist, or can I just take a sleep medicine? And how easy is it to find a specialist in chronic fatigue?
Well, Anne-Marie, here's a couple things. A lot of it you can do on your own. And on our website at endfatigue.com, we even have a free energy analysis program. It'll analyze your symptoms and even blood tests if you have them available, though they're not needed, and tell you how to optimize your energy. And then if the problem persists, there would be the time to see a specialist with it. But a couple things to look at. Do you fall asleep easily during the day, like behind the wheel or when watching TV? If so, you want to be checked for sleep apnea. But otherwise, just taking some simple herbs and natural remedies, melatonin, and all it takes is 0.5 milligram to get the full effect. The smell of lavender actually has been shown to help sleep, so you can get one of those little lavender filled sachets or pillows, or even put a drop of lavender oil on your upper lip. They're herbal mixes. My favorite is called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It's a mix of 6 herbs. You can get it at any health food store.
And I should say that in the book, you tell that in fact, you don't have any relationship with any herbal manufacturer, and that anything you get for promotion is donated to charity.
I help them design products, and all of my royalties go to charity.
So go ahead. I thought it was a relatively unique thing, so I thought we should tell that.
Well, thanks. It's a costly thing, but it's just very hard to maintain objectivity otherwise. I don't take money from any drug company or from any natural product companies, and the royalties for consulting or things I do with them go to charity. I work as a patient advocate, Mike, just like you do, and you know what that's about. And it's very hard to maintain objectivity. And there's nothing wrong with money. I like money, but I work for the public. So.
And so you were talking about sleep, if she can do that. Now, it implies from the way that she has a prescription for a sleep medicine. And with that, she can go to sleep. Without it, she can't. And when she wakes up afterwards, she feels refreshed and has energy. Does that imply that she's got chronic fatigue, or does that imply just that she has a sleeping problem and needs help in that area?
I think it just sounds like a mild sleeping problem that she has. And the book will talk about sleep hygiene things that you can do that are a good place to start. For sleep medications, again, for people who have trouble staying asleep, they wake up in the middle of the night, a lot of times what's happening is a drop in blood sugar. And if they eat a protein snack at bedtime, like a hard-boiled egg or a handful of nuts, they'll often sleep through the night. But for medications, there's trazodone at very low dose, just 25 milligrams, Flexeril at 3 milligrams. These medications are not addictive, are very safe, and they will help you stay asleep. Neurontin's another one, 200, 300 milligrams. If the trouble is falling asleep, that's when sometimes the things like the Ambien, which are riskier, are sometimes needed. But I think that it's worth having something for sleep if needed. Sleep is critical to staying healthy.
And these are all in the book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution by Jacob Teitelbaum. Now, we have another question, which is there an antibiotic to take for chronic fatigue syndrome?
Well, Mike, here's the interesting thing. We talk about chronic fatigue syndrome being where you've blown a fuse because of a severe energy crisis. And that circuit breaker is called the hypothalamus. And people say, well, what can make you blow a fuse? Well, there's hundreds of things. And one of the many things that can make somebody blow a fuse would be an infection. And some of those infections are antibiotic sensitive. So there's a subset of people on the order of about, I'd say, 10 to 15%. Where I find that they may need an antibiotic, and there's certain symptoms like low-grade fever, lung congestion, scabs on the scalp, things along those lines, and vertigo, that suggest the need for an antibiotic. But most people don't. In fact, most people have problems with overgrowth of yeast because of antibiotics.
When we come back, we're going to talk about yeast and overgrowth in Candida. We're also going to talk about some of the medicines that may help you recover. And we have a question, by the way, I should have said thank you to Dawn for that prior question. This is again from a woman, Nancy F. from Chicago. So she's in Chicago and is listening to us on RadioMD.com. You can listen to us either way. But her question, well, we'll come back and talk about exercise and the importance of it on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
GAB2 is a proud supporter of our armed forces, police, firemen, and teachers. GAB2 is partnering with Proud to Serve Coffee. Proud to Serve Coffee makes a generous donation from every pound of coffee sold to those who serve us. We urge you to purchase your coffee from ProudToServeCoffee.com. Please enter the promo code GB2. You then will also be entered to win a fabulous Caribbean cruise. ProudToServeCoffee.com.
I'm Drew Brees, and being a dad means the world to me. And one of the most important things any parent can do is make sure their kids get active at least 60 minutes each day. Studies show that physical activity not only helps kids stay healthy, it can enhance important skills like concentration and problem solving, which can improve academic performance. This means physical activity can help your kids in the most important game of all, life. Learn more at fitness.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission:
to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And next year, believe it or not, we'll be celebrating our 12th anniversary in late September. And all 12 years are at RadioMD.com. In the meantime, this year and today, we have a great guest. The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, It Makes You Shine, if you will, by Jacob Teitelbaum. Jacob is probably the world's expert on this disease, undoubtedly one of the top two or three, but I think the way he manages patients that I've referred to him, outstanding, and he's in Hawaii, so I know he's chosen a great relaxing area to go to. And he does a lot of, if you will, phone and probably email consultation as well. Dr. Teitelbaum, what does shine mean? And how can we answer Nancy's question with shine? Nancy from Chicago asked the question, I'm too tired to exercise. How do I exercise when I'm so tired?
Well, shine is a recipe for optimizing energy for anybody. And we talked about the S, which is sleep. And then H is hormones, infections, nutritional support, and exercise as able. But for those who want more energy, if you have a pen and paper, let's start with nutrition, which is the foundation of health. And what you want to do there is take a really good multivitamin. Most are not. And I like a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. And to that, add one scoop of a nutrient called ribose, R-I-B-O-S-E. Those two together, that one drink, in a study recently published looking at ribose alone, it increased energy an average of 61% in 3 weeks.
So now ribose, 61%
more energy.
So ribose is D-ribose, and one scoop is what, 500 milligrams?
5 grams.
5 grams. So a full scoop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that will give a morning energy drink that for most listeners, within a month, they're going to feel, oh, my God, better, kind of a thing. For the hormones, for those of you who are tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you need a trial of thyroid hormones pretty much no matter what your blood test shows. for those of you who get irritable when hungry, who get those feed me now or I will kill you kind of episodes, you need adrenal support. And for that, licorice, vitamin C, vitamin B5, increasing salt, glandulars. There's a wonderful product called Adrenal Stress End. Can make a big difference. Smooth that out. Save you thousands in divorce costs as well. I mean, it'll help your relationship a lot. For infections, if you have nasal congestion, sinusitis, or spastic colon, you have candida overgrowth. You want a good probiotic that's enteric-coated, so your stomach acid doesn't kill the healthy bacteria. And then for exercise, a lot of people with chronic fatigue syndrome, if they exercise too much, they crash and burn. And what do you do if you don't have enough energy to exercise? Well, that's the nice thing about adding the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder and the ribose. For most people, that's going to turbocharge energy production, so they'll find they will be able to exercise after a couple weeks on it. But start slow, get a pedometer, and just increase by 50 steps a day.
So the pedometer and continually increasing steps. So for Nancy, that's what we should do is say, find out how many steps you're taking now and never take fewer the next day and try and increase by 50 steps a day.
Aim for 50. Well, the one caution in chronic fatigue, that if you feel wiped out the next day, then that's the time to ease back. But for day-to-day fatigue, people can continue to increase it until they hit that magic 10,000 steps a day level.
And so Shine, S is, go over sleep. It again.
S is sleep. And the Revitalizing Sleep Formula Herbal Mix will leave most people sleeping like puppies. H is hormonal support, using bioidentical hormones, thyroid, adrenal, estrogen, even testosterone, and bioidentical. I would be infected.
And he goes through in the book, I should say, how you tell whether you'll need it rather than just relying on lab tests. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And the energy analysis program at endfatigue.com will do that for each individual for free as well. So the I would be infections, especially candida. You can tell that if you have sinusitis or spastic colon, you probably have candida, and is nutritional support. I would also add in a good fish oil. Now, Mike, you have some very good ones with that. Perhaps some iodine, like a triiodine, 6.25 milligram, to help boost thyroid function. A lot of simple things, but also cut out sugar, increase water, high-protein diet for most people with fatigue. And, again, for those of you who have low adrenal, irritable when hungry, low blood pressure, do not salt restrict. You will crash and burn.
So Shine is the recipe. The book is a sensational book. It is called The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. It's not quite as good as The Doc, but no one can be as good with managing patients with this condition as Jacob Teitelbaum. The website is endfatigue.com. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for being our guest today. And obviously, people can access this interview with Dr. Teitelbaum at RadioMD.com in the future. And now, Sonar, the Real Age Tip of the Week. The bedroom habit that's good for blood sugar. Nothing feels more rejuvenating than a nice, deep sleep. But it turns out that quality sleep may also be the most important thing to your blood sugar. 4 studies in the last 6 months now confirm it. In these studies, both the amount of sleep people got and the quality of their sleep had a significant impact on their blood sugar level and on their risk of type 2 diabetes. In fact, good sleep bestowed as much as a 3-fold drop in the risk of type 2 diabetes. Deep sleep, better blood sugar. Turns out that a particular kind of deep sleep called slow wave sleep may be essential to maintaining balanced blood sugar. When folks in one of these studies were intentionally deprived of the deepest stages of slow wave sleep, they suffered a 25% drop in insulin sensitivity. That's the marker of your body's ability to convert blood sugar inside your cells into energy. That light sleeping caused a 23% drop in blood glucose tolerance, another risk factor for type 2 diabetes. So even if you get the full 8 hours of sleep, it may be not doing your blood sugar as well as it could if you're not sleeping soundly. and staying in bed longer isn't an ideal solution to proper sleep. What happens? Surprisingly, in another study, sleeping more than 8.5 hours a night actually increased your type 2 diabetes risk. Researchers think that overly long sleep may drop testosterone levels down to the point that it boosts weight gain, belly fat, insulin, and your blood glucose levels, all things that can nudge up your diabetes risk. So if you're tossing and turning, sleeping 10 hours instead of 8 isn't the way to go. You need to get rid of bedroom distractions, clear your head of your keep me up at night worries, and focus on getting a quality 7 hours of night every sleep. The benefit? Reducing your risk of diabetes by losing excess weight and by getting proper sleep can make your real age a half year younger for every year you have it. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Thanks for listening. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.